Criminal versus civil trial processes. While the Constitution provides the right to a jury trial in both criminal and civil matters, the trial processes for the two differ slightly. For example, the trial process in a civil case requires the plaintiff to request for a jury trial, but most civil cases are heard before a judge. Another difference is that in a civil trial, the process of jury selection is different from that adopted by the criminal courts. For a civil trial, 16 jurors are selected at random from a jury pool. Then the prosecution and defense each strikes off 4 jurors, leaving behind 8 jurors. The criminal jury is selected similarly, except that the jury consists of 12 individuals, and the number of strikes ranges from 4 to 10, and is based on the level of the offense charged. There are also strict guidelines in place about the causes for which potential jurors can be struck from the case by either the prosecution or the defense. These are designed to ensure that criminals are tried by unbiased juries of their peers. Finally, the verdict in the two courts is different. In a civil case, jurors decide which party in the case is responsible and what is the extent of damages based on the preponderance of evidence. The jury assesses the blame instead of proving the guilt. 7 out of 8 jurors must agree, else the case may be retried. In a criminal case, the jury must decide the guilt or innocence of the defendant beyond reasonable doubt, and the decision must be unanimous. In the criminal case, the judge, not the jury, decides the sentence, except in the case of death penalty, where the jury decides whether the sentence should be death. At that point, the jury's recommendation is sent to the judge, who acts on that recommendation in the sentencing phase.